The Francis Young Tang Teaching Museum and Art Gallery at Skidmore College will hold their annual Francis Day, a community open house from noon to 5 on Saturday, July 11th, that's this Saturday, full of art, art making, food, music, and fun in honor of the museum's namesake. Francis Young Tang was a wife, mother, and a 1961 Skidmore College graduate who died in 1992. In her memory, the Tang family made a substantial donation that led to the Tang Teaching Museum becoming a reality. The museum opened in 2000. Francis Day honors Francis Young Tang's legacy of creativity and philanthropy with a day of free activities for art lovers of all ages. To tell us more about Francis Day, we welcome Ian Berry, the Dayton director of the Tang Teaching Museum. Ian, always wonderful to have you here.
Great to see you, Joe. Thanks.
Ginger Ertz is the museum educator for K through 12 and community programs, and an honor to have you here as well.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Thank you. And Megan Hyde is the museum educator for college and public programs. Megan, thank you very much for being here as well.
Thanks so much.
A great pleasure. So, first of all, how are things at the Tang?
Things are great. Summer's fantastic for us in Saratoga and Skidmore.
I hear it's a big season for you guys.
It's just a little exciting around town. And Skidmore is full of activity, especially June and July, with summer programs and camps and Writers Institute and jazz and all kinds of things. So we are the beneficiary of a lot of excitement and energy and a lot of people.
So when you have Francis Day, what do you want people to get out of that experience to ultimately bring them back to the museum?
Well, a lot of people ask us, why are you called the Tang Teaching Museum? Who is Francis Young Tang? And this is our second annual open house in a big way to answer that to everyone and introduce people to Frankie, as her family and her colleagues, her fellow alums called her, and also to invite people in to see all the different things that are happening at the museum. New exhibitions, continuing exhibitions, and meet all of us.
So in meeting all of you, obviously you have teaching in the title of what you do. So let us begin with Ginger and talk a little bit about the education aspects of this. K through 12, so you run the gamut.
Yes, I do. I do school visits, and we do outreach to schools all over the region. We do we serve about 34, 35 school districts and libraries in a 50-mile radius of Saratoga Springs. We take our images of work in the gallery on the road and do art projects related to it. Nothing, of course, can replace being in the museum to see the work in person. And so it'll be great to have a lot of families coming in on Francis Day to do that.
And then once they get out of high school, then they're on your watch.
That's right.
<Aren't they>
Yeah. So the college programming and the public programming is what I focus on, and we're part of our mission is that teaching mission, and to connect really strongly with students throughout their time at Skidmore. So to connect curricularly with what they're learning on the college, and then also to have different types of programs and events that connect them through all different other ways, performances, lectures, workshops.
And Ian, I guess this is something that when you think of overall as a teaching museum, so it's not like, okay, this is, well, maybe it is. Let me ask you the question. So do you think of, okay, this is what we want to do, now let's figure out how we're going to teach it, or do you say, oh, okay, well, let's figure out how we're going to do
all of that.
Teaching this.
All of that.
Like, we should really teach this, so let's put an exhibition so we can do that.
Both and more.
Okay.
And also not...
Thank you for making it sound like that question made sense.
No, both and more. And the more part is that we don't always figure it out. Partly, we're figuring it out right alongside all the people in the museum. And Ginger and Megan are expert at collaboration and including... kids, college students, adults, everyone, artists who are exhibiting at the museum into a conversation that we're having together about ideas, issues, what's interesting to people, what's troubling to people, what people think are urgent and important and also pleasurable.
So as far as the actual day of Francis Day, bring us through what will be going on.
So part of what we have is programs at every hour. So those include a museum tour with Ian. We're collaborating.
Not to be missed.
Not to be missed, for sure. We're collaborating with the New York State Summer Writers Institute on a workshop that will explore writing on art. And that's led by Catherine Pond, who's a poet and the assistant director of the Writers Institute. And they're held every summer at Skidmore campus. And then we have a behind-the-scenes collections tour. So visitors can go behind the scenes into our storage spaces and see artwork led by the museum's registrars who care for the work. And then we also have a walking tour. This is with artist Tim Davis, who has a new installation at the Tang. And he's a Saratoga native and a professor at Bard College, and he'll be leading people around outside of the Tang's grounds to explore some of the ideas in his new installation, so that should be really fun. And then the day will conclude with a concert by the Saratoga Springs band Dryer. So that'll be outside, a special concert with a barbecue, and should be really fun.
It sounds fun.
Yeah.
All kinds of cool stuff. So how many years have you done this?
This is our second annual, and part of this is trying to encourage people who haven't maybe been to the Tang yet to come on in and see what's going on, to experience something that a lot of people now honor and value as part of their everyday life in our region. But summer residents, tourists, students, all different kinds of people. There will definitely be something for everyone. Tim Davis, by the way, not to be missed. He is a treasure. And I've gone on a walking tour with Tim, and it's one of the most memorable experiences I've had with an artist.
When you look at this, you're also as you said, there's a lot going on. Also with the Writers Institute, the New York State Writers Institute, so you're combining some of that as well.
We are.
Yeah.
We are, and the I'll just say one little plug is that Salma Gundy Magazine, which is published at Skidmore, is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year, and we will be launching a book with 50 writings from the history of Salma Gundy from the amazing writers, many of whom overlap with the Writers Institute faculty, and 50 artworks from the Tang's collection. It's called Afflict the Comfortable.
Mm. Ooh. Ooh. I like that.
We also have art-making projects going on all day from noon to 4. So as long as the weather holds out, we'll be doing chalk drawing outside the museum with artist Ira Marks, who many people know. He's a Troy artist. He does a lot of comic jams, and he's writes graphic novels, and he's terrific with kids. And I bought more chalk in more colors than you could ever imagine. We'll also be making accessories based on the Nicholas Krushnick exhibition. So we'll be making pins, hair clips, refrigerator magnets, things like that. And we'll also be decorating books based on the Arturo Herrera show. So we have we've collected books from a lot of libraries, used very old books. They can't even sell at their book sales. And when we're finished, they'll be art objects as opposed to books, because you won't be able to open them and read them anymore.
No, but they'll still look very cool.
They'll be extremely cool, yes.
Yeah. This may sound like a strange question, but I wouldn't think you have a hard sell in trying to get kids interested in what you're doing.
Not at all.
Yeah. I mean, they're ready to go along on that ride.
Absolutely. We do Family Saturday programming all year round, and we see the same kids and families come week after month after year, watch them all grow up, and also at the same time watch their parents get more in touch with their own creativity, since we give everybody an equal seat at the table. So I see kids that I have worked with in schools come pulling their parents by the hand into the museum and give them a tour. They really own it because of the way we work with children.
That's great. Ian, tell us about the two main exhibits here, the Krushnick and the Herrera.
Well, they're really not to be missed. Both of them are are only going to be on view at the Tang. One is a very special survey, a retrospective of the work of Nicholas Krushnick. It's called Electric Soup, and it is truly electric. When you come into the gallery, you are overwhelmed by these exuberant, colorful, rigorous, abstract paintings from the 60s and 70s. It is a real pleasure to have works on loan from some of the best museums all across the country brought together for the very first time. And then upstairs, Arturo Herrera, an artist who lives now in Berlin, is showing brand new work that he made just for us, abstract paintings, the ones that inspired Ginger's project. There's about 50 paintings on view in an installation he designed himself just for the Tang.
And these will be on display?
Absolutely.
How long?
All through the summer.
Excellent.
At the end of August.
And then what are you working on?
So many things. This fall, and I'll say one thing, this fall, October, we celebrate the Tang's 15th anniversary with lots and lots of activity and lots of things that we'll be telling everyone about in every form. But check out our website and you'll see new listings of all the exciting things happening in the fall, which are many and wonderful. Concerts, psychic readings, theater productions, poetry in the elevator. Excuse me, poetry in the elevator, new exhibitions, our collection, artwork from the West Coast to the East Coast. It's going to be wonderful.
Well, and an artist living on the roof.
That's right.
Oh, wow. For real?
That's cool.
Oh, neat. Very, very nice. What goes into it? Like, a psychic reading is just, you know, the arts will always be successful. Museums will always be well-funded. Is that sort of what the...
We can only hope, Joe. It's part of an extensive array of projects brought to us by Mark Allen, who runs a really tremendous art collective project called Machine Project in Los Angeles. He's a Skidmore alum, and he's bringing Machine Project to the Tang. Embedded in residence for the fall. Lots and lots of exciting things.
Wonderful. Well, in the meantime, Francis Day happens this Saturday. It's from noon to 5. It's a community open house, and it takes place at the Tang on the campus of Skidmore College in Saratoga Springs, New York. To find out more information, you can go to tang.skidmore.edu for more information. tang.skidmore.edu for more information on that. It's Francis Day. An awful lot of fun. You can see the schedule there and plan your visit and have a great time. My thanks to Ian Berry, to Megan Hyde, and to Ginger Ertz. Thank you all so much for being here and for the great work you do.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks for having us.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.